Now, Austin's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire.
What would you say you do here?
I don't like to brag, but I do a pretty convincing Omar from the HBO program The Wire.
I manage a baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy League.
He's worth a million in prizes.
Sweet pookas, man.
All your fantasy sports updates. Now, the host from the East Coast, here's Wags.
That was pretty classy.
You know it. It's an NFL Sunday. It's a fantasy football Sunday. You're listening to the Wagner Wire. I am your host, Adam Wagner, on 104.9 The Horn. Streaming live at hornfm.com. Behind the glass, I got my partner in crime, Andrew Baker. He's steering the mothership here, directing traffic, and just making us have an awesome NFL fantasy football Sunday, man. Joined in studio with me, as always, is Ray Gonzalez. Ray from the 361.
That's right. That's
What's up,
right.
son?
What's up, man? How's your weekend?
Man, it's doing good, man. You're a Houston fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm an Orioles fan, but, you know, I'm pulling for the Texas crowd here. You know what I mean? I really like the whole atmosphere of Texas sports. You know what I mean? Especially with through high school football and up to professional sports here. And being a UT grad, you know, I'm all into this college football theme as well, obviously, man. That runs Austin, Texas. But yeah, man, it's good. It's good to have a winner, and it's good to have a winner in Texas that beats my rivaled Yankees. I really hate the Yankees being a Baltimore Orioles fan, dude. And it was so fulfilling. I actually felt like I was getting something out of it.
Nice.
And I'm not saying that misery loves company. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know what? You're going to eat just a little bit, New York. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know I'm a Giants fan when it comes to football, but yeah, my beloved Orioles, man, it's misery. It's, just when you think it's about to get better, it doesn't. We start to go back down into the tank. But anyways, man, it's just nice to see the Game 7 ALCS victors. You move on to the World Series to play the Dodgers, man. I'm looking forward to see that series. That's going to be a great series
that's
coming up.
Very, yeah, very great series. And the Dodgers are going to be tough for the Astros. They're going to be really tough. They've been hot all postseason. They're going to be one team that the Astros, it might not look too great at first.
All right. Andrew, how was your weekend, man?
The weekend was strong, man. Went up to the State Fair just for a little day trip yesterday. Spent about 7 hours walking around that madhouse.
Taking some good scenery?
Dude, I mean, it's saw a lot of livestock,
right,
literal yeah. livestock. But yeah, man, ate about 8 fried things that were on their
Ooh.
Must try list. I had a funnel cake queso bacon cheeseburger.
Now, all right, describe what one more time. What was that?
It's basically funnel cake as the bun with powdered sugar.
Okay.
All right, hamburger.
So it's a sweet bun.
Yeah, funnel cake.
Okay.
All right. You got your hamburger.
Uh-huh.
You got your bacon, thick bacon, too, and it's all doused in queso.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I had that. I had a tamale donut.
You would think there'd be a lot of stuff on the palate there.
That sounds amazing.
The tamale donut was really solid, and they covered it in this, like, avocado crema sauce. Had one of my favorite things to get up there, the fried chicken skins.
Oh, man. We love our fried food here in Texas.
Yeah, we do.
Fried Snickers, fried double stuffed Oreos.
I've had a fried Twinkie before.
Fried Elotus.
All right.
Well,
we're making me hungry, man. Don't threaten me with a good time, but we got to get into some football here. And, before we do that, man, let's get in our NFL update real quick. So we can get updates and everything, you know, from around the world.
I'm Omar Reese with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Leonard Fournette is not expected to play Sunday against the Colts, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Fournette is still listed as questionable, but missed practice all week. The rookie running back suffered an ankle injury in the team's Week 6 loss against the Rams. He's not expected to suit up and will also take next week's bye to recover. Josh Norman will miss his second straight week when Washington takes on the Eagles Monday night. Norman still dealing with a fractured rib, but was back doing individual drills Thursday and Friday before missing Saturday's practice. Head coach Jay Gruden says Norman has yet to be cleared by team doctors. Chargers running back Melvin Gordon was limited in practice this week and is questionable against Denver. Keenan Allen also listed as questionable for LA's game against the Broncos Sunday. Allen missed practice on Friday, and according to the team's website, coach Anthony Lynn said he's hopeful Allen can play. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
right, that was our update there by Mr. Reese in the NFL Network. And right before we get into some injury updates, let's just make a quick announcement. Hey, for the pregame show today, the Cowboys pregame show, Andrew and myself are going to be up at Twin Peaks, up on 35, Route 35, or Interstate 35 and Louisiana Boulevard, or Louisiana. It is Boulevard,
yeah,
right?
Louisiana Boulevard.
We'll be up there, giving out man cards. It's going to be an awesome time, man, just like BK usually does. But I'm going to be subbing for BK. You know, I know it's a letdown, and I definitely, of all people, have a face for radio. That's for sure. So you won't be able to see BK's Brighton and Sunshine mug out there, but you know, I'll fill in for him. Andrew will be out there.
We can have a
Giants party.
Fan
is awesome.
Doing a Dallas Cowboys party.
You know what? I'm not going to sabotage it. I won't even. What is there to talk about the Giants? Come on, man.
I don't know. I feel like we're getting more Giants coverage than most New York radio stations are getting.
There's nothing to talk about, so I don't talk about any Giants, man. It's fantasy sports. It's all relevant, right? I would think so.
Yeah, definitely.
I would think so. But anyways, we're going to be up there. We're going to be having a good time handing out man cards up until, I think it's the 30-minute, up until 30 minutes before the game starts. So come on out there, man. It'll be good. Go ahead, Andrew.
Can I sidetrack us briefly? Because I have just, I'm curious about something.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is towards Ray. All right, Ray normally comes in rocking the Dallas Cowboy gear, right? You're from Corpus originally, right?
Yeah.
But you also, do you have just pure DFW allegiances, or
no,
are you kind of split?
No, my fandom is all over the place. I am a Astros fan when it comes to baseball. I am a Dallas Cowboys fan with football. And I'm actually a Los Angeles Lakers fan when it comes to the NBA.
No.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, no. We got a few sports.
I can't pass judgment because I'm a Giants fan. You know what I mean? So
yeah, my fandom's all over the place, but I was basically born and bred to be a Cowboys fan. It was in my blood before.
So Ray, you're what, 30?
I'll be 30 next year.
So Ray's in my wheelhouse. When he was growing up, even if he was a Houston native, he didn't have a team.
Right.
For the most part,
for a large gap of his youth.
So I can understand, you know, you being a Cowboy fan, because all Texans, we're all Cowboy fans here.
Houstonians, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Or Oilers are Texans fans.
Yeah. Or the people who, and there's a lot of these people that are just pure Cowboy haters.
Right.
But, no, I'm curious, the LA fan, man. Come on, buddy.
I loved Shaq. I loved Shaq growing up, and I followed him to LA, and then I became a Kobe fan, and it just stuck, man. And when you root for a team for 15, 16, 17, 18 years,
That's how I am with the Giants. Baltimore came to town. We stole the Cleveland Browns, you know what I mean? And I've always said, I'm not going to root for, you know, Baltimore football until the Colts come back to town. And so, of course, just when I'm ready to jump off, you know, that bandwagon, it's not a bandwagon, it was a Giants team, but as soon as I'm getting ready to come on to the Ravens team, my God, you know, they play the Giants in the Super Bowl and then whoop the Giants' butt in the Super Bowl. I can't jump ship then.
Exactly.
I'd be that guy.
Exactly.
But anyways, hey, man, we got a lot to talk about. Hey, second segment, we got Adam Burns coming up. He's going to break down some NFL lines, get you ready for those boys out in the desert so you can beat them. And then, you know, we're going to take your calls, as always, and just a tip for the third segment. Call in at 512-447-3776 or text us on the Specs text line at 512-337-3776. All right, let's get it started. Let's get it popping, Ray. Quarterbacks, man. Let's start with who do you love? Get ready for Andrew to take down those buttons and get ready to dial the traffic up, steer this awesome ship we got. And then let's break it down, man. So
let's
get into a who do you love segment here.
Who do you love?
Go ahead, Daddy.
It's a Queens thing, baby.
Yes, sir. All right. So for quarterbacks, man, it is a strange slate this week. All right. And I think you can really get a lot of value here. And I'm going to go cheap. Now, I know a lot of favorites. I'm not going to take yours. I probably know who you're going to go with. And he is on my list. And I do like him, but I don't love him. I love T-Mobile. Mr. Taylor.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm gonna go up against Walsh's Al Walsh's Tampa Bay Buccaneers here, man. He's he loves the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but that defense, it looks good. It hasn't looked good lately. It looked good coming into this NFL campaign, this 2017 campaign, but not of late, man.
HBO hypes everybody up.
They
man.
Do, dude. They do, right? show power, home box office
exactly,
or whatever.
Yeah,
okay. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31st in the NFL at allowing quarterbacks to score, and that also goes parallel with their NFL pass defense, which is just atrocious. Another 30 worst as well, giving up 301 yards per game, just about. So yeah, it's bad, man. You know, or I'm sorry, not 301. They are the 30 worst in the league at allowing, you know, passing attacks to go, man. You got to take. I have to say Taylor here, man. I know it's sneaky. I know it's risky. He doesn't have a lot of deep vertical threats, but I think he's going to make those yardage up with another guy that I have on my list when we get into the running backs. So I'll tease that just a little bit. But yeah, besides that, I like Mariota. And then I'm sure that you got this guy, and I'll let you break it down. It's the Dallas Cowboys captain. So go ahead, Ray. Take it for the quarterback.
Yeah, man. Actually, I do. He was definitely my number one quarterback on here today, coming off of the bye week. Definitely not a homer pick. You know, the 49ers have been one of the worst defenses in the league this year. They've allowed 314 yards passing to the last three QBs in a row. And then, you know, Dak Prescott versus the Green Bay Packers, he had 251 yards, three touchdowns, and a rush TD. Dak Prescott has thrown three TDs in his past two games, and he's had a rush touchdown in his past three games. So, you know, it's there for him, and he could definitely have himself a great game. He's coming off a bye, so he's going to be fresh. I think it's a good matchup for him this week.
Yeah, you mentioned it. He plays the San Francisco 49ers today. I mean, and it's just going to be it should be a shelling, you know, for the 49ers. The Cowboys should have their way with this team. They are 30th at allowing quarterbacks to score, opposing quarterbacks to score, the 49ers are. So that bodes well for Dak Prescott. And then, of course, you know, they allow 262 yards to the air. So look for Dak Prescott to expose that as well. I mean, I just see a lot of scoring. I really hope that it doesn't score too fast, because we talk about it a lot.
Exactly.
On this show. We talk about, you know, teams getting out in front and then, you know, pumping the brakes a little bit and taking stop doing what they did to get away and then,
yeah,
or to get ahead, and then it allows the other team to catch back up. So I hope they don't pump the brakes too much. I hope they keep it pedal to the metal. I mean, you know, this is fantasy. I'm not rooting for a Giants victory here anymore, man. It's, you know, I'm rooting for the number one draft pick. So yeah, all the way. I got Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, man, today. They are a great team, a great pick. Stack them heavy. If you can, I mean, I don't think that you can get Bryant with Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. I don't think you can get the Holy Trinity, but I think you can do
Dak
a substitute.
Zeke, yeah.
I think you can make the Oreo cookie here and go with Dak, Colt Beasley, and Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah,
man, I think that's
definitely
a great stack.
Definitely. My other quarterback that I have actually is, I mean, this isn't going to be a surprise to anybody, Matt Ryan in New England with the Patriots. Last week, you know, Josh McCown. For the Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets. Josh McCown threw for 354 pass yards and two TDs against this New England defense. And I don't know, it's a revenge game. They had that really bad Super Bowl loss last year.
Oh, I smell it, Ray. I smell it.
So, and Matt Ryan actually has been slumping these past couple weeks. So he's got something to prove, and who better to prove it against than the New England Patriots?
Right on, and they got to get it going, too. And you mentioned, man, a lot of holes in that defense, man. You got to plug your holes. So, for New England, yeah, get it busy, get it going, because Matt Ryan's coming to town. You said it; it's a revenge game, man. You don't think they want something back on that?
Oh yeah, especially in New England, they want to shut those fans up.
Absolutely, that's a great point, man. Hey, great picks, especially for quarterbacks. You got any more quarterbacks?
I got one more: Russell Wilson against your team, the New York Giants.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Last week, Trevor Siemian threw for 376 yards against a touchdown. His fantasy points didn't really show that because he did have a couple interceptions and he sat out for a little bit, but he still had 376 pass yards, and you know, Eli, without his major weapons in Odell Beckham and Brandon Marshall, he still found a new favorite with Evan Ingram and
right.
Sterling Shepard's coming back this week. So I see him coming off of Russell Wilson having a good game against them, because it might be a little shootout.
Right on. And you said it. Yeah, we just saw the injury report. Shepard is going to play. He's expected to play. So yeah, that is also another great pick. All right, so we're going to move right into running backs, man. We're already up against it. Just not enough time. We need more time here on the Wagner Wire,
yep,
man. We really do, man. We got to break down all your information. All right, so moving into the running backs, a lot of people are going to like Le'Veon Bell. I'm going to stay away from him just because he's going to cost too much money if you play in your DFS types of sports. But yes, obviously, he's got a great matchup, I would say, going up against, you know, it doesn't matter, man. This dude, he gets it. He grinds it. We're already seeing that Cincinnati is going to bring the pain. It's a divisional rivalry game. It's a AFC punch him in your mouth North type thing. Ben Roethlisberger, yeah, sure. I guess he's getting healthy again. But I don't see it, man. I don't see the aerial attack anymore. I'd like to see it. But yeah. Usually it comes from the other side against in this rivalry. It's AJ Green's notorious for having huge games against Pittsburgh. But for this, I mean, Le'Veon Bell, it's going to be a grinder. Yeah. The offense is obviously going to go through him. But for me, man, and I don't want to steal your thunder. I know you're probably going to go with Ezekiel Elliott, but you got to. I mean, the numbers are there.
Exactly.
The numbers are there, I will acquiesce to you because. It's your home team, man. Go ahead. Take it away, Ray.
Yeah, so just like I was saying earlier, the 49ers are just a horrible defense. They are the second worst rush defense in the league right now. And Ezekiel Elliott, you know, this is something that I feel a lot of players come into games with. And, you know, this is one of those variables that you can't see on the stat sheet. But when a player has something to prove, it can be... It can change the game for him. You know, when somebody like right now, Zeke going through all his court issues and things like that and having kind of an off year this year. Like he hasn't had the production he had last year.
But you feel it though.
Exactly.
He wants something to prove.
Exactly.
He's coming out, he's hungry.
Exactly.
Feed the
Just
beast.
Like I was saying about Matt Ryan, when you have something to prove out there, it makes you so much more hungry. And like I said, you can't see it in the stat sheet, but it's a good reason to put a player out there and just kind of let him go. Let's see what happens.
So definitely emotion does play a part in
exactly.
this game. He's got something to prove. It's time to get it going. Because you mentioned he hadn't got it going really this year yet. And look for him to have a big game.
I mean, he's had an okay year, but
it's not the only rookie year that we've seen out of Zeke. You
exactly.
know what I mean? So, yeah, that's obviously my pick as well. You got anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, obviously this one is this one's a big one because Fournette is out. Chris Ivory against Indianapolis Colts. He is a good pick, maybe as a flex player.
Absolutely.
Just to come in and kind of help you get some points up there because we all know that Jacksonville likes to run the ball and in the Indianapolis Colts defense.
Salary
is just,
relief, too.
Exactly.
Budget relief.
Exactly.
If you're on DFS, for playing on DFS platforms, that's a great pickup, Ray. Outstanding vision, Ray, from the 361. You can find him on Twitter right there at that handle. Got another running back?
Jarrett McKinnon against Baltimore Ravens.
The Ravens. The Ravens ain't the Ravens D of old, man. That's for sure. It ain't that Ray Lewis defense. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. The last couple of games, Jarrett McKinnon's had himself some pretty big games. He's had 99 total yards in last week's game. The week before that, I think he had over 100 rushing yards. He's had a few TDs in there. Like he's been doing okay in the absence of.
Cook, yeah, Dalvin Cook.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Spelling him well, and this guy does, he's got production through the air and on the ground, too.
Exactly.
He totes the ball well, and he can get it done.
Exactly.
Catching the ball
if you have him in a PPR league, he's definitely somebody you want to plug in.
100%. All right, I'm gonna take it away with my guys
Go
here.
Go for it.
All right, we talked Elliott. I love Elliott, man. Especially, you know, 32nd, San Francisco's 32nd allowing running backs to score. That's great for for Elliott here. They also allow over 100 yards per game, 112 yards per game. So, you know, I look for Elliott to have a big game, and especially if they get up early. Keep feeding him. Just keep feeding him, man. He's hungry. He hasn't had the games that he's had for a while, so yeah, we've already touched on that. But McCoy, man, shady. Get shady with it this week. All right, LeSean McCoy. I like the stack of T-Mobile here and LeSean McCoy. I think that these two are going to have a dynamic duo.
He needs to
right?
do something for me, man. I have him in a standard league, and he's been
You got him in the season long, all right?
Yeah,
but yeah. So against Tampa Bay, all right. Now Tampa Bay is 15th in allowing running backs to score, but the stat that I like the most is that they allow 403 yards total yards per game. So I see with T-Mobile, you know, with Tampa Bay being 31st at allowing. Aerial offenses to score on them or to get that much passing yards through there and allowing quarterbacks to score on them. I really think that goes well with this tandem because LeSean McCoy is going to carve them up on the ground and he's also going to get those little dump passes because there's no vertical threat. There's really not. There's not a vertical threat, up there in Buffalo, especially after, you know, the departure of Sammy Watkins, who's, you know, was a dynamic, you know, outside threat. But it's just not there. So I think most of the yards come through the in between the hashes. They're tough yards and they're little dump off yards behind that pocket, inside of that nose zone. So it's it looks like it's going to be a big day for LeSean McCoy. I also like Kamara. Chris Sweet comes on here a lot. He's always raving about Kamara. So, yes, Chris Sweet, I'm giving you your props. You were right with your 69 things on the wagon wire. Yes, Kamara is the man this week going up against Green Bay. They're 23rd at allowing running backs to score. But, yeah, when it comes to wide receivers now, man, I'm going to have to go with Garcon. You know,
yeah,
San Francisco's
got to
have something. All right, so you got to go ahead and take it away. I've been talking for a minute.
I'm not just a homer. You know, I do speak in reality, and the Cowboys secondary has just been atrocious this year. It's been one of those teams that gives up the big play to the other team. And Pierre Garçon is really the only consistent receiver that the 49ers have. So he definitely look for him to be getting his targets, look for him to be getting a lot of extra yards after the catch. And you know, like I said, it's a rough secondary back there for the Cowboys. So Pierre Garçon's a good pickup.
I also like Decker. I think Decker going up against it's Cleveland. We're talking about Cleveland here, guys. I know their defense has been decent, holding the Pittsburgh Steelers every now and then in divisional games and stuff like that. But, hey, we're talking about Cleveland. Let's not try to overthink this. Now, on paper, you know, they do look well on paper. They're eighth at allowing wide receivers to score on them. So, yeah, it's a dicey play, but come on, man. You need salary relief somewhere, and he's just around 4,500 on DFS sites for DFS platforms, especially on DraftKings here. So, yeah, I just think they got to get it going, right? I've mentioned that I like Mariota. Mariota was one of my picks this week for the quarterback. But if you're going to stack, go ahead and stack. I mean, you got Delanie Walker, you know, coming back, you know, off of an injury and everything. So they got to go somewhere. And it can't just all be into the backfield of the Tennessee Titans. It's got to come somewhere else, and that's got to be with Eric Decker. So that's just a little bit of salary relief. And then I'm going to take a risk. You've heard me say this all the time on this show, man. I'm just not sold on Denver Bronco wide receivers. Well, I'm buying stock in Demaryius Thomas.
Yep, I had
I'm buying stock this,
as well
this week. So I'm going to break down just a little bit. And, you know, week one against the Chargers, it was pretty pedestrian. I think, you know, anywhere between 10 to 12 fantasy points. But, yes, the Chargers, we've had a little bit of a range here in this campaign. We've got 7 weeks into it now. I got to go with Demaryius Thomas. I've seen some good stuff from Simeon. I've seen some good stuff from Simeon that's going to allow
me. He's had flashes.
He's taking what the defense gives him.
Exactly.
And that's still, you got to like that Demaryius Thomas is he's a big wide receiver. He's got an imposing body. He's a physical specimen, man. I mean, this guy, before he didn't have a quarterback, he was one of the hottest wide receivers in the world, and it's just gone mm-hmm. away a little bit. But against the Chargers, they are 22nd at allowing wide receivers to score on him. It's budget relief here. It's just under 6,000 on most DFS sites. Get him in your lineup. Take a risk. Take that shot. Yes, I'm telling you to take a Denver Bronco wide receiver. Ray, what do you got?
Yeah, so we've already touched on Demaryius Thomas and Pierre Garçon, who I had on my list. But one last receiver that I got is Jarvis Landry. With no Devontae Parker in there, they're playing in Miami. I think that, you know, Jay Cutler likes Jarvis Landry as a big target. So it's somebody who I can see picking up that extra slack out there. And Jets just, you know, they're the Jets. They don't have a great defense, so.
They're the Jets. They're better than the Giants.
Yeah, they are. That's true. They're the better of the New York team, the New Jersey teams.
New Jersey teams. There you go. Look at you getting that East Coast history lesson in, man. Right on. All right. Well, yeah, so let's take it right to tight ends real quick. I mean, there's not much to talk about here. We've already mentioned it. It's between and a texter actually texted in. Is it Graham or is it Ingram this week? Well, that's great because both tight ends are awesome. And you know, the Giants are notorious for just being awful against the tight ends and never being able to cover them. So I would say between these two, I'm going to have to take Ingram just because he's the cheaper of the two here.
Yeah, and, definitely. But if those are the two choices you have, those are two great choices.
Right, yeah. That's a great tough thing to have. Yeah, it's a great problem to have. Yeah,
exactly.
So either one, for me, gets it done this week. The Seahawks are 12th at allowing tight ends to score on them. And Jimmy Graham, we know, is just, he's got to have a big game. He's having flash in the pan moments every now and then this season. And, God, at his career, you know, at his stay at Seattle as well, he's going to have a big game as well. This is a Giants fan telling you where we're weak at, all right? I'm letting you know. I've watched the team a lot. I think he's gonna have a big, I think he's gonna have a big game, and I hate to say that, but yeah. Ray, anything else to add?
Yeah. So my tight end, I like Austin Seferian Jenkins with the Jets against Miami. You know, he's become Josh McCown's favorite target. He's gotten 19 targets in these past two games, and he's a big touchdown red zone threat. So he's somebody who I feel like, I mean, he's a little pricey on DraftKings, but if you have the money to go out there and get him, make sure he's somebody you pick up.
And Hooper as well. Yeah, we're up against it. Hooper, the tight end for Atlanta. He's going up against the Patriots, man. Stack your Falcons. All right. Do what you have to do. Get him in there because it's a bad team. All right.
Yep.
It's a bad team. Stack your Falcons. Stack your Bills. Stack your Bills because you won't be stacking them this week after the payday that you get in DraftKings if you do this. All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk to Adam Burns. All right. He's going to be talking about those NFL lines. We're going to get him on the hook here and have him come back on the second segment when we return to the Wagner Wire. You're listening to the Wagner Wire. He's Ray Gonzalez. I'm Adam Wagner. You stream it live at hornfm.com.
This time is one of a kind, blowing your mind like only the internet can. Like a heavyweight champion.
Alright, man, what is this? You got me.
Once again, you should recognize this. This is Candyman knocking boots.
Knocking boots. Man, you got me, man. I'm sure I've heard it before, but you got me.
I mean, you're the man who loves the old school,
hip hop. Yeah, man. Hey, great. I appreciate that. Alright, you're listening to welcome back to the Wagner Wire. You're listening to the Wagner Wire on 104.9 The Horn. I'm your host, Adam Wagner, joined in studio with Ray Gonzalez. Andrew Baker behind the glass. That's some funky beats right there, man.
I mean, we're just having fun, man.
Yeah, it's a
Sunday
great time,
morning,
man.
Fun time.
That's what I'm talking about.
I love
about.
That stuff.
That's great, man. All right, so this segment, man, we got the, we got Burns coming on. He used to do this thing called Adam's Losers, man, where he would just pick, he'd just let you know, don't pick these guys because they're going to lose, all right? Well, I'll tell you what, man, there ain't nothing about losing with this dude because he's hot. This dude's hot right now. He was hot last week. He's been hot for a while now, and we got him on the line right now on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina hotline on 104.9 The Horn. We got Mr. Adam Burns. Adam, thanks for joining us, boss. What's going on?
Good morning, Adam. How are you today?
I'm doing well, man. And most of my listeners are doing well with all your information that you're giving. Solid advice.
Yeah, pretty good. I know four out of five in the pros the last 2 weeks is not bad.
Nah, don't threaten me with a good time, man. They'll take that anytime. You know what I mean? You're throwing money at him, Adam. You're throwing money at him.
Anyway, I'm going to keep trying to throw some more money this week. Let me tell you about a few games we like.
Take it away, boss.
Pardon me?
I said take it away. It's yours. Go ahead. Just ramble on through it.
Well, we got a double play this week on the Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game to go under. This should be a very low-scoring game. I think somewhere in the low to mid-30s, and the over and under is about 41.5. The last 14 times that Seattle's been on the road versus an AFC North opponent, they've been under 12 out of 14 times. And another situation is the Steelers, the last seven times they've played at home, have been under 6 out of 7 versus Cincinnati as well. So I think that's a very strong pick. Another game I like this week is the Denver-San Diego game. I like Denver as an even or even as giving one. The last 18 times they've played a conference or division opponent on the road, they're 14-4 on the spread. And when visiting San Diego, i.e. now the Los Angeles Chargers, they're 11-3. Next game I like is another single that's under. Excuse me, this one is over, is Carolina and Chicago. I think between the 2 points, they'll probably put nearly 50 points on the board. Game seven of the last 8 years, Carolina's been over 7 out of 8. And when they're playing on the road next week, following this week's game, they're also 7-1.
So, Adam, you don't see any defense at all in this game whatsoever?
No, I do not. I think it'll be like 38-17, 34-20, something like that.
Which is remarkable because both of these teams are notorious. I mean, their pedigree has been their defense. You know what I mean? Moving forward, especially into this year, you would think that they would try to right the ship a little bit and get back to their roots. But, yeah, man, that's a great stat to break down. So, again, and take the over here in this Carolina-Chicago game, right?
Over in this game is about 40.5 or 41.
All right. And what else you got that's sexy for us, boss?
Another one I like is New Orleans this week. They have what I call a road sandwich win.
And what is one more time? What's that?
A road sandwich trend. And what that means is that they played a home game last week. They'll play a home game next week, but the game in between is on the road. The last 13 times New Orleans has been in that situation, they've covered 12 out of 13.
Okay, and with your experience, right, and you've been watching games for a while, dissecting it and breaking it down, would you – You've heard of the trend, the road dog, right? With the quarterback being on the road, how much of a factor do you think that's going to play in here with Drew Brees?
I don't think it will play that much with Drew Brees because Drew's a veteran. He's been playing a long time. He's got a good consistency. He's 5.5-point favorite. I have no problem with him this week at all. I think he's going to have a pretty good game, and I don't think New Orleans is going to have a lot of trouble. I think that game would be over by the half. The other game I like this week is the Minnesota Vikings playing Baltimore. When they're playing a home, when they're playing a non-NFC Central team at home or NFC North team at home, the last 20 times they've been in that situation, they've covered 18 out of 20.
Oh, yeah. Take that stat, right?
I think that's a pretty good trend.
Yeah, I'd say. That's pretty sexy for me, man. What else you got?
Well, there's a couple of other interesting little trends out there. I wouldn't necessarily wager on these, but I think these are interesting. Jake Cutler is a home favorite this week, and what's really bad about that, last 23 times he's been a home favorite, he's only covered the spread 5 times.
All right, well, that's raising some eyebrows for Ray here because he's got Jarvis Landry as a pick for his wide receivers in his fantasy pool. So, man, Bernsie's breaking down some stats for you right there, Ray.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. Hey, Burns, I got a question for you. This is Ray. What do you think about the over in this Falcons and Patriots game? It looks like it's 56.5 points, and we all know how bad that New England Patriots defense is, so I'm expecting the Falcons to score a lot of points, and Tom Brady is Tom Brady. He's going to try to come back with some firepower as well.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I looked at that game, and the over and under I thought was with the methodology I use, it was just too close to the numbers. I really, really couldn't give you a real feel on that game all. If I had to take it, I would probably take the over, but I'd really stay away from it. I think the Cincinnati under and the Carolina over, if you want to play over and under this week, those are the two ways to go.
All right. Gotcha. Sounds good. And are there any singles? You got any doubles for us?
Well, the double is the Cincinnati.
Okay. I missed that one. All right. So, yeah, that's the ones that I like to get up on.
One other crazy stat, though, that'll be interesting. Cincinnati's playing in Pittsburgh this week.
Right.
8 out of the last 10 times that Cincinnati's been the visitor in Pittsburgh, they've covered the spread.
Okay. I'm going to mark that note. Mark that note right on, Adam. All right. Hey, Adam, before we let you go, man, where can these listeners find you at? You bring us all the insight every week, man, and you're putting some cash in these people's pockets. And for the new ones that are chiming in each week, I want to let them know where they can find out where they can find you.
Okay, they can call me in the afternoons between 2 and 5 Austin time at 972-385-9941. They can check my website out at www.solomonshandicapping.com.
SolomonSportsHandicapping.com.
Got it.
All right, man. Hey, Burns, thank you very much, man. You got anything for him, Ray, before we let him go?
No, sir.
All right.
Thank you so much, Burns.
Hey, Burns, you're the man. Appreciate you. We'll see you next Sunday, boss.
You got it, buddy.
All right, man. Bye. There he goes. Burnsy, baby. All right. So, what do you think, man?
I'm making my pockets fat, man.
I'm telling you, man. I like that. Man, he says stay away from that Atlanta New England game, but I don't know. Maybe if it's just the gold or the emotion that will be following that game that makes me want to touch it.
Yeah, right? There's something about that game. That's why I brought it up, man. There's something about it. You just want to throw at it.
Maybe it's because we're all expecting to see like a really good, you know, shootout here between the GOAT and Matty Ice. But I don't know, man. Bernsie's been my boy. You know what I mean?
He's just like you said, four games out of five in the past 2 weeks. You got to go with his word on that.
Yeah, man. I'm going to take it, dude. And especially out of the past 5 years, he's only had one losing season.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's the guru.
Yeah, he's pretty good, dude. He's a wise guy, right? Yeah. He's out there in the desert. He was out in the desert making everything go down. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into just a tip. We're going to take your calls. Load them up, man. If you haven't yet, keep loading them in. The number is 512-447-3776. We already got people texting in on the text line. That's 512-337-3776. Again, that's 512-337-3776. Or is it? Yeah, it's 512-337-3776. 3776. Man, that is the Specs text line. Man, that's a tongue twister there, dog. A lot of threes, a lot of sevens, man. A lot of threes, a lot of sevens. All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to take some more calls, answer your text on the text line here. And, yeah, it's going to be a fun time, man. You're listening to the Wagon Wire on 104.9 The Horn, streaming live at hornfm.com.
Hello.
Yeah.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good.
I'd call her.
I wish I had a rabbit and a hat.
In a bat, in a 6 foot Impala. Yeah, I wish I was like 6 foot nine.
Dude, I mean, not even. If I was like, if I was like 6 foot two, that'd be awesome.
Ski low, Andrew. Right there, man. Hitting it hard, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, you know, I got to help out my short friends.
Exactly.
Hey, man. Yes, we are vertically challenged. That's what short people like to say, vertically challenged. That is ski low, man. I wish. That's like circa 99 right there, circa 2000, something like that. All right, man. So we want to welcome everybody back to the Wagner Wire. You're listening to the Wagner Wire on 104.9 The Horn, streaming live at hornfm.com. I'm Adam Wagner, joined here as always with Ray Gonzalez, Ray from the 361.
That's right.
And Andrew Baker. We're also going to start taking some calls, man, anytime that you guys want to start calling in and texting in. We got plenty of text in, but we want more calls, man. So please call us up, 512-447-3776. Obviously, you know the text line, 512-337-3776. A lot of threes, a lot of seven if you're playing bingo there, Ray. And so what we got going on the text line here, we got Sterling Shepard, Orleans Darkwa as a flex. He also has Evan Engram. And he admits that he has too many giants. What do you do in this predicament?
I would go Sterling Shepard just because he is going to be he's the only other target out there besides Evan Engram. And, you know, just like we spoke about earlier, the Giants are going to be playing the Seahawks, which, ooh, actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, the Giants playing Seahawks, you might want to go Orleans Darkwa.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just because if Sterling Shepard's their number one receiver, Richard Sherman's going to be on him.
Ooh, yeah, well, he's already, but he's got Evan Engram, so he's saying that Evan Engram is a start already, right?
Yeah.
He's plugging that in, and the question is between Sterling Shepard or Orleans Darkwa?
Exactly.
Yeah, you take Darkwa.
Yeah.
I'd like to disagree
yeah.
with you and make... I'd like to disagree with you and make for good radio, but
yeah, you got to go with Darkwa. Now that I'm thinking about it, Sterling Shepard's going to be locked up by that tough Seahawks secondary.
Right on. And you know, this segment, we like to do this next segment coming up. It's called Just a Tip. So it's where we allow the listeners to call in or text in. You know, we give them that one option, but if they don't call, we just like to read the text off the text line here. And, you know, with that little bit of Jayu here. So go ahead, Andrew, hit him with it. There it is right there. All right, so that's the flavor, and we got the knowledge. All right, so a couple questions here on the text line. Yeah. Turn that up just a bit, Andrew. I got to hear it just a little bit. All right, right there. Garcon or Jordy Nelson? Ray Gonzalez, what do you got here?
You got to go Garcon.
Really? Yeah, I think so. He was one of the wide receivers that we broke down.
Yeah.
And it's not just for budget purposes.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you have – actually, Jordy Nelson is one of those number one receivers that if you have, you should always start him no matter who is a quarterback just because he is such a great receiver. But at the same time, maybe put Garcon in as a flex because Garcon is going to get his targets and he's going to get all those catches against that Cowboys secondary. But Jordy Nelson, you know, you should never sit a number one receiver.
I don't know. I mean, I think that's great. I mean, awesome point, obviously. You know, your wide receiver number one you want to play because they'll get the most targets. But still, I like to think that the quarterback makes the wide receiver and not the other way around. So I would have to, I mean, yeah, and I know it's not much of an upgrade, but I think I got to go with Hoyer here, man, throwing the Garcon here. It's what we know. I like to take what I know. So, man, all right, we have, you know, it's America.
Yeah.
We're allowed to disagree.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
All right, so he's going to take Nelson. I'm going to take Garcon on this one here.
Yeah.
You know,
like I said, if there's some way you could put Garcon in as a flex, I would go that route. But I, like I said, I just you should never sit a number one receiver in my eyes.
All right, he's taking the fantasy value role of number three or somewhere around in the Bible there. I'm going to go ahead and go contrarian and take the Hoyer Garcon route. But man, we got another good question here, man. All right, it's a Falcon stack, all right, Muhammad Sanu coming back from injury, or Tevin Coleman in the flex, both playing the Patriots, obviously, we know that, but what do you take here, man? Patriots one of the worst defenses in the league.
I like Tevin Coleman.
Coming out of the backfield?
Yeah, I like Tevin Coleman because he's not only going to come out of the backfield as a running back, they're going to slide him into the slot as a receiver as well. If this is a PPR, definitely take Coleman.
Right.
But still, even if it's in a standard league, I like Coleman over Sanu. Sanu's coming back from an injury. You don't know if he's 100% out there, and Coleman's been consistent every week he's been out there.
Right. Remember when Tolbert used to they call it touchdown raping or whatever? He would just steal the carries.
Exactly.
That's kind of what is happening now, man. Obviously Freeman is a dynamic back. He gets it done on the ground and he gets it done through the air. And yes, most of Matt Ryan's yardage does come from the running backs coming out of the backfield. But that also does have it deals with Coleman as well. Because Freeman is, yes, he's your first and second down back. Coleman usually comes in for the third down back to get the tough yardage.
And Coleman would be starting in any other system. Any other team he's on, he's a starter. He's a 1B to Freeman's 1A. There's no backup. They share the ball.
If I had an applause button right here, I would just sit here and hit it like time it. sit here. Yes, definitely. That is a great point, Ray. All right, we got another one. Kelvin Benjamin, and he broke this guy down earlier. Austin Seferian Jenkins at the flex. All right, now what do we got here? I mean, this is Kelvin Benjamin, dynamic elite wide receiver, you would think.
Definitely.
What I mean? He's got Cam Newton throwing him the ball. He's the wide receiver number one. No Greg Olsen there, so obviously the production has to go up a little bit more in targets for Kelvin Benjamin. We've seen Dixon come on and emerge here as of late for the tight end spot for Cam, and McCaffrey coming out of the backfield. But yeah, I mean, Benjamin should be leading the team in target. He should be the number one target. He should be Cam's go-to guy. This is a tough pick for me, man. I still got to say Jenkins, though, here.
Yeah,
man.
Me too. And everything you said is definitely correct. He should be the number one guy out there for Cam. But Cam is just way too inconsistent for me. You don't know what you're going to get from Cam Newton week to week. And with that being said, you don't know what you're going to get from Kelvin Benjamin because you don't know if Cam's going to be able to throw the ball or not. Austin Seferian Jenkins, like I said, he's gotten 19 targets in the past two games from Josh McCown. And he's basically their number one receiver out there.
All right. And we got some more questions coming up. Brandon Cooks, Chris Hogan, or Carlos Hyde? No PPR. All right, so, no PPR is obviously, that's a big thing, especially for wide receivers on the Patriots team, because, I mean, their three-step drops are essentially their pitch outs, their quick tosses, and their runs upside, and their runs to the outside. They attack the outside by their slants. I know slants go to slant into the middle of the field, but yeah, that's how they get to their outside as well. They do quick screens, wide receiver screens. They get to the outside and expose the defense that way. Not much of a running to the outside team. That's how they like to get out there as well. So it's three-step drops, quick passes with Brady. You're eliminating that without the PPR. Right? So right then and there, you should say, all right, the needle is shifting a little bit more to Hyde, right?
Exactly.
Hyde is playing the Cowboys this week. We know that Hyde and Garcon are mainly the key weapons for San Francisco and the obvious recipe for success if they're going to have any type of win in this game. San Francisco, they've been playing close games, right? They've been competing in each game that they've been in.
Definitely.
I look for them to compete in this game as well against the Cowboys. We'll be covering up at Twin Peaks, Louisiana. Come up there and see us as well. I got to go Hyde here, man.
Yeah.
It's definitely Carlos
Hyde.
Yeah,
me too. I'm guessing this is a flex spot, and when you're in a standard league, no PPR, I feel as though you should always start a running back over a receiver because the running back is going to get the yardage and a receiver can maybe get one or two catches a game. And if it's not a touchdown, there's not really any upside there. So I'd go Carlos Hyde. He's definitely the best player of this list.
All right. One or a few more here. We got let's see, where'd that go? Hunter Henry. Oh, man. I have to talk about this guy every week, man. Hunter Henry, dude. All right. Hunter Henry or Evan Ingram? We broke down. Now, Hunter Henry does have a good matchup against Denver here. I definitely see Phil Rivers trying to get the ball out quick with the pass rush of Von Miller and company. But that secondary, we know it, is locked down.
They're both tough secondaries. Because Evan Ingram's also going against the Seahawks.
Right.
But I feel as though Hunter Henry, he has more people to compete with to get caught.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't know where Phil Rivers is going to distribute the ball.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And Evan Engram, actually I'm looking up stats right now, and it actually shows that the Seahawks have allowed 3 tight ends to post 93 yards in the last 5 games. So that's a good stat right there for Evan Engram.
Right, and we broke down the tight end matchup between, you know, his counterpart on the other end with Jimmy Graham as well. So yeah, we're hot on Evan Engram. We like Evan Engram in this scenario as well, between him or Hunter Henry. I've been big all year on Hunter Henry, but I definitely got to say take Evan Engram. All right, that's going to do it for us. I want to thank Ray Gonzalez joining me in studio every Sunday, Andrew Baker for steering the traffic, making this ship actually happen and deal with all the fantasy knowledge that we can give you, hitting all the buttons, bringing in the awesome music. I want to thank the listeners and everything out there. Adam Burns for joining the show, man. It was good, man. But hey, quick reminder, I know we just said it, go to Lewis Hanna, Twin Peaks, 35, get up with us. We're going to be giving out that man card every 30 minutes until the Cowboys kick off. We'll be up there from 1 to 3. BK will not be there. I will be in his stead. And it's going to be fun, man. Ray, thank you as usual. I hope
you
enjoy your time watching the Cowboys.
I will. Hopefully we get a win this week.
All right. That's going to do it for us. Thank you for listening. You're listening to the Wagner Wire on 104.9 The Horn. Stream it live at hornfm.com.
Peace.